hard to believe, but we're just a week away from Christmas Eve. And while the decorations and celebrations are great, you want to be sure you keep the family safe. Howard County firefighter Adam Nolder joins us now with some important tips. Hey there, Adam.
Good morning.
So what is the most dangerous holiday decoration in the house, more than likely?
Well, I would say that holiday candles are the most dangerous decoration you can have around the house.
And why is that? What do we need to know about where you can and can't put them, and what is most likely to catch on fire?
Well, it's very important, remember, to keep holiday candles away from your Christmas tree. You want to keep it at least a minimum of 1 foot, preferably further away from your Christmas tree, and you want to make sure you keep it out of reach of children or pets that could knock it over. It's also very important to make sure you remember to put out your candles if you're leaving the room or if you're leaving the house. It's very easy around the holiday season to get overwhelmed and forget little things like that.
What should we be thinking about when it comes to the ornaments that we hang on the tree?
The ornaments look great, but you want to make sure to keep them out of reach of children, especially on the lower part of the tree. The ornaments that have metal hooks or may look like food or candy and have small parts, save those for the upper side of the tree, out of reach of children.
You know, I thought it was really interesting that mistletoe could actually be toxic if it's ingested.
Yes, that's correct. Mistletoe berries, a holly berry, and Jerusalem cherries are all very poisonous to children and pets. So you want to make sure you keep them out of reach of both those. If you would have any problems with them, you would want to call 911 immediately. You could also call the National Poison Control Center.
So even if they're hanging high up, which mistletoe generally is, if something falls to the ground, you got to get it pretty quickly.
Correct.
Important.
What about our decorations outside of the home? What do we need to be concerned about there?
The decorations outside of the home, we want everyone to be very careful putting them up. It has been very warm lately, but icy roofs and ladders are a pretty bad combination. So you want to be safe while you're putting them up. Also, you want to make sure to inspect your holiday light strands. They sit in storage for months on end and may be exposed to rodents or just fray from normal wear and tear. So you want to inspect every strand of lights just to make sure there's no exposed wires that could cause a fire hazard.
You know, one of the other things that I often think about is folks plugging in a lot of lights into, one particular outlet, or jamming them into a plug, with multiple outlets. Your circuits might get overloaded.
That's correct. You want to make sure that you're not overloading a single outlet. And you also want to make sure you inspect your extension cords the same as you would your holiday lights, and make sure you don't run them underneath any carpets, which could cause some wear and tear to the outside.
Adam, thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
That's Howard County firefighter Adam Nolder.